Introduction to Bountiful Roots, Tales of Farming and Gardening in America, by Don Nicholas. As I sit down to introduce this collection of stories about the nature of farming and gardening in America, I am filled with a deep sense of connection to the land that has been a part of my family's history for generations. Like most Americans, my ancestors were farmers, and their livelihoods were intricately woven with the rhythms of the earth. From the earliest Nicholas to set foot on American soil in 1764 to the farmers who tilled the land until the late 1800s, they all shared a common bond: their love for the soil, their dedication to feeding their families and communities, and their unwavering connection to the land. My own love for gardening and farming was nurtured by my father, who regaled me with stories of his grandfather's farm in rural Tennessee. To him, that farm was not just a piece of land. It was a sanctuary, a place where he found solace and joy. These stories left an indelible mark on my heart and kindled a passion for the world of greenery and growth. Though I grew up in a suburban neighborhood just north of Sacramento, surrounded by burgeoning family farms, my roots in farming and gardening run deep. I learned the art of home gardening from my dad and gleaned invaluable knowledge about farming from our neighbors. They would occasionally hire me to help tend to their tomatoes, fruit trees, and even their chickens. Those moments of working the soil and nurturing life left an enduring impression on my soul. Now, with over 4 decades of experience in gardening and publishing, I find myself at the helm of Green Prince Garden Club, eager to share with you the beauty, wisdom, and stories of gardening in America. In this collection, I present 10 heartwarming stories that capture the essence of gardening and farming across the ages. While each tale is my telling of the story, they all have one thing in common: they were passed down to me by someone else. Whether it was my father, a neighbor, or one of the farmers I assisted, these stories are a testament to the deep-rooted tradition of nurturing the land. Some of the narratives were even shared with me by publishers with whom I've worked in other fields, such as travel, crafting, and cooking. It's a reminder that the love for the land and the stories it holds transcends boundaries and connects us all. As you embark on this journey through the pages of this book, I hope these stories resonate with you as they have with me. May they inspire you in your own gardening endeavors and become tales you pass on to your friends, family, and loved ones. Gardening is not just about cultivating plants. It's about cultivating connections with the earth, with our heritage, and with each other. Best wishes for all your gardening efforts, and may your gardens bloom with stories of love, growth, and abundance.